Hello, this is SBS World News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, heavy security in Afghanistan as voters cast their ballots in presidential elections. Australia urged to do more to end bloodshed in West Papua, and the Wallabies prepare to face Wales in the Rugby World Cup. Voting has closed in Afghanistan's presidential election amid heavy security. At least three people were killed and 16 injured after an explosion near a polling station in the southern city of Kandahar. The twice-delayed votes taking place after Taliban-US peace talks collapsed earlier this month. One of the main candidates in the election, Government Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, says he doesn't want to see a repeat of the 2014 election, which was marred with massive fraud and led to a second run.
The main concern is that if it is as fraudulent as it was in 2014, this will have consequences, unfortunately. I'm not talking about different scenarios, but what I'm very sure about it, that a fraudulent election in outcome will not be accepted by the people.
Federal Labor says it's concerned a review into Australia's retirement income system could result in cuts to retirement incomes. A consultation paper will be released in November, with a final report due by June next year. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg insists the review isn't aimed at reviving a lift in the pension age to 70. But Labor Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers has attacked the government's record.
This retirement incomes review cannot be a stalking horse for more cuts to the pension, more cuts to superannuation, or to include the family home in the pension assets test. The government itself has a lot of form when it comes to cutting pensions and attacking super. We don't want to see this retirement incomes review become another excuse for more of those cuts.
Australia is being urged to do more to end the bloodshed in West Papua after an escalation of violence last week. Activists dispute the official death toll of 30, saying they believe more people were killed. Vanuatu's Foreign Minister Ralph Regenvanu has told SBS Australia needs to step up.
We're very worried because it's happening right now. There is a crisis going on there. I mean, some international law experts have called it a genocide. I mean, it fits the criteria of a genocide. History will judge us, and we have to be on the right side of history. Australia's got to step up substantially on the issue of West Papua, particularly because it's on the Human Rights Council. It is a member of the Pacific Islands Forum.
Three sailors rescued by a passing cruise ship after their boat sank in the Pacific Ocean say they won't let the experience stop them from sailing again. Two Australians and their shipmate were heading home to Australia from the South Pacific on Thursday when their boat hit a huge tug rope and started to sink. Chris Doran says he's thankful to be alive.
Quite a large ship's rope. We pulled about 50 metres of it in, but it was obviously wrapped around both propellers and had caused the breach in the hull, and the boat started filling with water. I've been boating for 40-something years, so these guys are all the same. It's just, I don't know, how do you hit a piece of rope in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah.
And you only had to be 50 metres one way or 100 metres the other way, and we'd still be going today, so...
In sport, and Richmond coach Damien Hardwick has praised his team's hard work after they won their second AFL Premiership in 3 years. Richmond thrashed GWS by 89 points in the AFL Grand Final. Hardwick told the Seven Network the team's performance was outstanding.
Yeah, it's incredible. See where we came through from the start of the year to where we are today. And the way the boys played was simply stunning. You know, we're so happy with how they went about it. Played a really good opposition today, just wasn't their day, but I'm incredibly proud of the playing group we have today.
And in rugby, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says the team is preparing for a tough world game against Wales tonight in Tokyo. Checker says the team has been training to be adaptive to what happens on the day.
It's an interesting sort of battle between the two teams. Like the last year's game, if I remember correctly, there was a fair bit of ball movement and no one could score a try. So a lot of desperation. Can't plan anything out exactly how you want it, so you just got to roll with the flow of the game. But it's a good rivalry.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 29. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 18. Melbourne, a shower or two, developing, 16. Hobart, a shower or two, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 20. Similar conditions for Wollongong. In Sydney, it's mostly sunny, 21. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, mostly sunny with a temperature of 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 31. And Darwin, sunny, 34. This is SBS News.